The planned industrial action by pilots at Aer Lingus is the main story for most papers. The Irish Times reports that the airline is set to cancel up to 20% of its flights, affecting up to 8,000 passengers. The Irish Examiner highlights the Taoiseach Simon Harris's urging of both sides to step back from the brink and find a resolution. The Irish Independent editorial writer has similar advice. The fatal stabbing of 51-year-old Michael Chino Ryan in Finglas, West Dublin yesterday is the lead for the Irish Daily Star. The Irish Sun reports on astronaut Dr. Nora Patton, Mayo Mum as she is described, who the paper says is gearing up to become the first Irish person in space. For the Irish Daily Mirror, the main story is about Natasha O'Brien, the 24-year-old woman battered in a vile street assault, as the paper puts it, who has criticised the decision to let her attacker walk free from court yesterday. Ms. O'Brien's victim impact statement in court yesterday is prominent on the Times front page. She was beaten unconscious by a serving soldier, Cathal Crotty, on O'Connell Street in Limerick 2 years ago. "He's not stopping. I'm going to die," she thought. The soldier Crotty was given a 3-year sentence, fully suspended, as the papers report. The judge, Tom O'Donnell, said he had no doubt that if he imposed an immediate jail sentence, Crotty's army career is over. Ms. O'Brien said yesterday that after the assault she lost her job because of her rapidly declining performance. But this judge doesn't want to jail him because it will mean he will lose his job. "That's not justice," she said, as the Times reports. In the Green Party leadership election campaign, the Independent reports that Roderick O'Gorman is the bookie's favourite. The Examiner reports that Catherine Martin, retiring deputy leader, won't rule out a future bid for the party leadership. That's from Michelle McGlynn, who also reports Roderick O'Gorman as insisting he is running to be leader and not interim leader. In the Times, Cormac McQuinn quotes Catherine Martin when asked about becoming Green Party leader in the future as saying, "Never say never." She also said, "For now, I'm absolutely committed to supporting the next leadership." The departing leader of the Green Party, Eamon Ryan, is compared to former Taoiseach Sean Lamass in a column in the Times by Gerard Howlan. "In one respect, Ryan has exceeded Lamass," says Howlan. "He delivered a policy transformation that will reshape not only the economy but the culture for decades afterwards. Decarbonisation is in scale and consequence an irreversible industrial revolution." Ryan is a politician who has made a serious difference, writes Dermot Ferreter, also in the Times. The columnist describes the criticism of the Greens by those who see themselves as the guardians of Ireland's real and rural soul as a narcissistic narrative and entirely self-defeating. And he says those who have crafted it will be louder than most in decrying what they regard as insufficient support when next looking for Noah's Ark to rescue them. There is a similar view in the Examiner, where Mick Clifford says the reality is that unlike others, the Greens do not play politics with the challenges of climate change. In other stories, the Times reports that Dublin house owners face higher local property tax bills under a new Fine Gael-led power-sharing agreement on Dublin City Council. The Independent front page has a large photograph of Donald Sutherland, described by his son Kiefer as one of the most important actors in the history of film, who has died at the age of 88. The Examiner's fine front page picture by David Creedon shows people welcoming the summer solstice at Drumbeg Stone Circle, Glandore, County Cork. In a letter to The Independent, M. O'Brien of Dalkey, County Dublin, writes, "Yesterday was the longest day of the year, so we have no excuse this week for not taking time out to do something we enjoy. The clock is ticking."